This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ready to roll on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Whether you're tuned into 550 Bismarck Mandan's K-Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag is on your radio dial. 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO at 1090 on your radio. Of course, all these stations have the apps as well. You can listen there, 1460 KLTC and Dickinson 2. The iHeartRadio app, you just type in KFYR there and you've got us anywhere. Great way to listen. A lot of ways for you to interact with this program, and we love hearing from you. So dial the phone up and give us a ring. Let us know what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. Take a bow, Todd. How are you?
Oh, ouch. Don't tell me the bow. I always get too close to the mic. Ouch.
Ouch, yeah. We'll call 911 for you. Get that patched up.
I'm sorry, this is 912, click. I've heard that call before.
You can text Todd, and he'll relay your questions or comments there at 701-226-8503. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So I'm going to start today by asking a very simple question. What's on your mind? Do you know what is on my mind today? Christmas. Because as I look at my calendar here, and we find ourselves on this Friday, the 9th of December, and next Friday's the 16th, and the Friday after that's the 23rd Christmas weekend. We're 2 weeks away, folks. We're 2 weeks away from Christmas. And I have not felt much of the Christmas spirit, the Christmas love up to this point. Normally, you sort of, you know, once you get close to Thanksgiving, it's just a lot of love right up till Christmas. You're feeling the love. It's everywhere. And there hasn't been much love. There's been a lot of hate. There's been a lot of vitriol flying around. A lot of, keyboard warriors calling us everything in the book, others as well. Just a lot of ick, for lack of a better term. I kind of like that word. You guys okay with that word?
Ick?
Yeah.
Just don't be so technical, Scott. Just talk to us in everyday language there.
And it's just a 1980s Montevideo, Minnesota growing up kind of word there, right there. Ick.
We used it in the 70s in Minneapolis. We must have been ahead of you guys then or something.
Did you? You were ahead of the time on ick.
Oh, yeah. Ick.
Yeah, a lot of ick. Yeah, exactly wrong.
Wow.
So I'm hoping we can turn a corner here. Nobody really knows, and I've checked with some officials, and it sounds like there's still a fair amount of people at the encampment, and a Fox News story quoted some people as saying, we don't really want to leave here because, we're either too afraid that this hard-fought victory is going to slip away, or we're having too much of an experience to leave. Too much of an experience to leave. I hope that doesn't include using foreign substances. Who knows what's going on in some of these camps? I mean, do we know? Do we know? Is it time to find out? Now that things have turned down a little bit, I don't know. But I am so praying for the moment. So praying for the day when we can say, this is done. Now, the sad thing is, when I say this is done, this is the current showdown, if you will, between eco-terrorists, agitators, protesters, and some well-intentioned folks that have attempted to stand up for something they believe in. Sadly, I believe the vast majority of people that have been involved in this don't care about a pipeline, don't care about Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. They're on some larger mission to stop fossil fuels, and they're well-funded, and they're a fraud, okay? But in there are well-intentioned people. And at some point, this is going to end for them. But the bigger issue is what happened, what we saw happen, where the truth really barely saw the light of day. And a lot of misinformation and lies and distortion and everything won the day. That's going to happen again, folks. It's going to happen again here. It's going to happen on other issues. It's going to happen, you know, what's happening in the Black Lives Matter situation. Ferguson as well. Governor Dalrymple gave an interview to the Forum News Service editorial board this week, and there's some stories running around about that, and he talked about how North Dakota found itself outgunned in countering a social media machine manipulated by national environmental groups, while the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline had abdicated its responsibility to defend the project. And I don't know whether a state and or a company should have to be put in the position of having a social media machine, but, you know, look, it can do a lot of damage, and it has, so maybe it's time to think about that. So, but I'm honestly looking forward to turning the page at some point. I don't think we're there yet. We still have a lot of unanswered questions. Are they going to leave? What kind of, you know, individuals are there? Evidently, one Fox News report that there's growing concerns over health and safety. Undercover officers patrolling the camps have cited overflowing toilets, bad cases of diarrhea, the spread of bronchial problems. Boy, I wouldn't like that news if I were anybody living in the, you know, around the encampment, Bismarck, Mandan, wherever they, head next. Here's another quote. Says demonstrators are having issues with pink eye, strep, and pneumonias. They aren't showering for 5 or 6 days. Many are sharing beds. It's going to happen. So there are remaining issues, no doubt about it. And meanwhile, other fallout is happening. There's a story in the Star Tribune today about how Minneapolis, as a city, is exploring ending their relationship with Wells Fargo. And
how do you do that? Wow.
Well, I guess they just take their money elsewhere. You know why they're doing it, though? Here it is. Minneapolis City Council on Wednesday asked staff to explore ways the city could stop doing business with financial institutions that invest in the fossil fuel industry and in projects such as the Dakota Access Pipeline.
They do realize Wells Fargo could just run across the border to South Dakota and save a lot of tax money in the first place, right?
That's what I'd start doing when cities like Minneapolis do that. I would.
I'd run.
Right now. So, and that's another form of eco-terrorism. So, a couple things on my mind, but Christmas is still winning. And we're going to talk about Norway for Christmas. We're going to talk about flags for Christmas. And we have a little segment. We're starting the 12 days of Christmas where we picked these kind of unique, fun gift ideas and talk about them. And one of them is today. I guarantee you're not thinking about this as an idea for Christmas. But it's probably the greatest gift you could ever give your family. The greatest gift. It really is. And also peace of mind for yourself. A little better night's sleep. Tell you about that coming up. So stay tuned. We have a fun program planned today. In the meantime, what's on your mind, Dean and Bismarck? Tell me.
Hello.
Hi, Dean.
Hey there. I was just going to make a comment. Wonder if the Bismarck, if they ran out of sand because you don't see any sand on any of the roads around town.
You want more sand, huh?
Well, I mean, all these intersections and all that, there's like, or don't they do that no more?
No, they still do. One of the things they've come out talking about is how they put a lot of sand down while the wind was blowing like crazy, and then the wind is blowing the sand away. But you bring up a good point. I mean, are we going to get to the end of the stock of sand? Because it's not like we've needed all that much the last couple of winters. So, good point.
So maybe it's the wind, the reason you're not seeing more, but they're still using sand. But why don't you hang on, Dean? We'll try and get an answer here, okay? Just hang on.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. Todd, why don't you spin dial some of your pals at Public Works there, and we'll see what we can find in the way of an answer. Chad in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Scott, could you guys look into how Luther Social Services basically said that they lied to us and they said only 400 some people were going to be settled in Fargo. Then they came up to now, at the end of the year, now said there's 550. And at $35,000 per person, that comes out to $19,507,000 a year that the taxpayers of North Dakota, or majority of it is Cass County, is picking up the tab in the county. Why are we picking up the tab? Why wasn't these numbers truthfully given to us? Because they get a heads up a lot longer before the, and then how much was the monies that Luther Soul Services is able to siphon off of that dollar amount per person? If you get Dave Peckhorn and find out to see if you get him on the air and possibly see if you can look at this, I mean, because it's ridiculous how much money we're putting out there that we could use that for that the business owners and that they have to pay majority of taxes in the county has to pick up the tab for that.
Yeah, all good questions. And yes, to answer your question, we will. Dave Peppcorn, you mentioned, is a Fargo City Commissioner. He's been asking questions about the cost of all this on, you know, cities and counties and health and human services and health organizations. So we'll get him in LSS as well. Good questions, Chip. Thanks. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Every day, What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live First. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Holy buckets, a ton of snow and the wind, and it was something else. U.S. Highway 52 from Carrington to Harvey is now open, by the way, in case you hadn't heard that yet. Department of Transportation told us that a few minutes ago, within the hour here.
North Dakota 3, North Dakota 30, North Dakota 200 in the region also open to traffic. They were impassable due to snowdrifts and stranded vehicles. But it's no picnic quite yet, so motorists should still slow down, drive according to conditions. As you know, things change, these winds are causing snowdrifts still, blocking roads, and there's areas of low visibility and could be reduced to one lane or become blocked overnight. So be prepared to adjust your driving with changing road conditions. That word from the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Still tough going out there in a few places. Back on What's on Your Mind, calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go to Karen in Fargo. Karen, what's on your mind today?
Hello. Fargo Moorhead tries very hard to keep not even one human being from freezing to death. The protesters don't realize that the reason that North Dakota never has news that 10 or 20 people froze to death is because we know what we're doing. And there could be a real disaster with a lot of people out there.
You know, they've been repeatedly warned. They were warned in advance of this blizzard. As the blizzard was happening, there were tons of resources that were put there. I don't doubt one could make the argument that taxpaying, law-abiding North Dakotans had less services over these last 121. I lose track now. It's so long. 121 days. They've had less services because we have bent over backwards to provide, number one, protection for people that live in the area, but also just manage the whole situation down there. And a prime example of that through this blizzard. Buses put down there, snow plows diverted to clear the areas, and most of it was refused. So, yeah, no, good advice.
Where even if plan B is that a lot of them freeze to death, I'm fine. I've just had it.
Yeah, well, that it would be sad, obviously, to have anybody die as a result of this. I don't wish that on anybody, but I understand your frustration. I understand why you'd say that and have that that sentiment, that feeling, because it's, you know, I think of people whose lives have been upended for 121 days, and all for a lie. That's the thing that's the most frustrating out of this, all for a lie. You know, and I mentioned earlier Governor Dalrymple's interview with the forum in which he talked about North Dakota being outgunned in countering a social media machine. The truth shouldn't have that hard of a time breaking through, but it does. Do you want the state of North Dakota to be in position to better answer some of this stuff in the media? I think we do. Now, whether that's with a social media machine that counters theirs, I don't know. But maybe a daily briefing through this would have been good. You know,
communist nations were built upon misinformation, beating information.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think, for instance, of how many times I heard the lie, well, the pipeline was going to go north of Bismarck. Bismarck didn't want it. They turned it down, and that was because they were worried about their water and didn't care about the water down there. Not true. Flat out lie. It was an alternative route. It was never the primary route. Nobody in Bismarck said, don't do it there. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are the ones that said it. But that was repeated over and over and over and over and over again. Maybe if you had a daily briefing and every reporter that beams into this story and every crazy person that has a blog and a website that thinks they know everything, you could address that, put it out there, and then move up. Eventually go away after 2-3 days, I think. So maybe if there's anything we need to get better at, it's that. Steve in Watford City, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hey, on a comment for that social media thing, I noticed a huge trend. When the protesters or whoever post something, everybody in the network shares it. Well, when the good people post something, everybody just likes it. It's like, we need to get the news out, let people know. They need to share this stuff so it gets around. Instead of, I mean, the protesters must be taught to share it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're very good at it. And, you know, some people, this is what they do for a living, right? So they protest things. They're paid by it. Again, I tell the story of Trent Lewis, who goes down to the casino, ends up sitting next to some guys on laptops, banging away on a computer, and strikes up a conversation with them, finds out their whole mission is using Native American tribes to try and take on private property rights and use the tribes to say, no, that's our land, no, that's our land, much like they did here in 200-some locations. They basically, their whole plan is, look at all these, look at all this Native American territory out here. If we can co-opt those folks, we can stop this from happening because we won't, there won't be such thing as private property rights around these. That's the way these people think. He says to them, well, you know, how, who pays you guys? Like, how do you fund the website and all the computers and stuff you're doing here? And they say the largest flour distributor in the world, wholesale flour distributor in the world. Wouldn't say the guy's name. You know, so these zealots, these eco-terrorists, these anti-environmentalists, the George Soros types that have these things. They write big checks. They send these people in there. They know social media. They do it well. And the truth hides, you know, because people don't share the truth, to your point.
I got a little angry with a bunch of people on my social network. Everybody like. It's like, don't just like stuff. Share this. We need to get the word out at, like they're doing, you know.
Good advice. We saw it firsthand right here, and it is it's dangerous. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. I also think look at the presidential campaign, and look how that was covered. Are you going to try and tell me with a straight face that journalism is alive and well in the United States of America after looking how this presidential race was covered? Absolutely not. No different than this. And, you know, local media was, you largely had a bunch of rookies out in the field, and they're easily intimidated, and so they end up being just, because they want to be loved, propagandists for the company. So local media blows it, for the most part. Tough questions aren't asked. Doesn't get out there. The national media comes in and out, and they're the same way. So how do you fix that? What would you do differently if you're running this show? Todd in Golden Valley, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hello.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, I just got a couple things on my mind. Obama's legacy, do you think he's actually going to let Trump in? There's a lot of things going on, you know, with, I'm out here south of Golden Valley doing utility locates for FEMA trailers. And, have you seen the last UN speech that he did here in September?
Well, tell me first about your FEMA trailers. How many FEMA trailers are going in south of Golden Valley?
I'm not sure how many. I didn't ask too much, but
you know
this last UN speech that he just got done with in September, he talked about, he said, Americans aren't going to like this. They're going to have to give up some of their freedoms. We're going to have to abide by international laws. And what does that tell you?
Well, it tells me where his worldview is, but doesn't tell me he's going to be successful. Hang on, Todd. I want to know more about these trailers. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held Tuesday, January 31st at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and Wednesday, February 1st at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Our friend Mike Lundell is the inventor, the manufacturer, and the CEO of MyPillow. And a number of years ago, he found himself really frustrated with his pillow going flat because a lot of pillows, you know, are designed to break down. So he'd wake up in the morning with a sore arm, or his neck would hurt, his fingers would be numb, and he'd toss and turn all night not knowing why. So he tried all these different pillows on the market. None of them worked. And he started doing a little research on pillows and studied sleep disorders and was adamant about creating the world's healthiest, comfortable, most durable pillow. And so for about a decade now, he was on prior to that, he was on this entrepreneurial roller coaster, persevered through a lot of obstacles and setbacks, and, told that his idea wouldn't work. And, told to sell out, make it overseas. His passion would never allow him to do that either. Now he provides each and every one of us with an opportunity to experience for ourselves what was once said to be impossible. Manufacture every MyPillow in the home state, his home state of Minnesota, with materials that have all been made right here in the USA. Unprecedented customer service in-house, so each and every call is handled exactly the way he'd handle it himself. Best pillow in the world. And right now, four of those are yours for under $100. Four of those pillows, yours for under $100. Two of the premium pillows, two of the travel pillows, $99.98. That's a savings of $180. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Scott. These are the best Christmas gifts ever. And you got a money-back guarantee through March 1st, 2017. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Okay, so phones are full here. Get back to your calls. Todd, Golden Valley, was telling us about doing some work near Golden Valley, doing locators for FEMA trailers. So, does like FEMA call the company you work for and say, we need X amount of these?
Well, we just, I can't say who I work for, but we go out and we do utility locates, and I've been asking about, what's power going in here for, or what's going on with this, and FEMA trailers. I mean, this is going on all over, and they're, they got camps. You look at the old Air Force base up in Minot, they got the chain link fence with the barbed wire turned in towards the building, keep people in, You can drive by and see it plain as day. It's the reason everything's getting out of hand in this country and nothing's being done. It's all planned, We're happy Trump's going to get in, but it ain't going to happen. Obama ain't going to let it happen. And when we start protesting this stuff, it's martial law. Well, you know what's going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't think it's that. I just don't think that would... succeed in the United States of America. What Barack Obama wanted to do, what the UN wants to do, is one thing. What they could do, what they would be able to do, is completely different. And I'll be glad that a lot of those theories are put to bed once we transfer power on the 20th of January. But you could also be calling me back and say, "I told you so." But I'm just curious why we need FEMA trailers at. And you know for a fact that these are four FEMA trailers that you're doing these utility locates for.
Absolutely, yep. Hmm. Because, you know, when they come and take our guns, you don't want to take our guns, nobody's going to let them, of course. But those that they can, you know, get together, lock them up, I mean, that's what they're going to do. That's why this stuff is going on all over.
All right, Todd, appreciate the call. We will do a little check-in on that with State Emergency Services to see if they know anything at all about these utility locates down in Golden Valley. Appreciate the call. Flasher is where we go next. And Jerry, what's on your mind? Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. I was just speaking to a gal down here at the gas station, and she brought up a point that I have not heard before, that this whole protest deal started over money and royalties because the Standing Rock Sioux no longer own a piece of the property that the pipeline was going to go under. And so they were going to be missing out on the royalties and the money. And she said it was like somewhere in the tune of like $40 million because there was another casino/reservation back up the pipeline that did it. And they got, you know, a pretty large piece of money. And because the Standing Rock Sioux don't have a finger in that pie anymore, that's what this is all really about. That if it had been a paycheck at the end of the road for them, there wouldn't be a protest at all. And that, I'll take my your comments off the air, but that was just kind of, I thought that kind of interesting because, you know, you don't hear that anywhere, but it makes sense.
Yeah, Jerry, I've heard it before, a version of that, and we actually asked Congressman Kevin Cramer to specifically ask the company if that story was true. And I think the story at that point was, you know, they were offered $10 million. I don't know for what, because the pipeline was never going on Native American land, but the story was going that they would be offered $10 million, I guess, not to object. And they said no and wanted $20, and the company said no, and so therefore it was, okay, we're going to protest and we're going to crank up our protest machine. Answer we got back from Congressman Cramer is the company said emphatically that did not happen. There was no negotiation that broke down, and the only thing I have heard is that the Cannonball Ranch, of course, was purchased by the company. There evidently was some negotiation going on between the landowner and Standing Rock over a piece of that property. That Chairman Archambault really wanted like 2,000 acres of that particular property, and obviously, you know, didn't get it. The individual, I think the reason the individual sold out there is just tired of all the hassles, and so a lot easier to say rather than, you know, give you an easement to be on the land, it's just your land, and then you deal with all this stuff. Who could blame them? I certainly wouldn't. We may never know what was there, what wasn't there. You know, it is what it is now, but that at least was the official answer. Dan and Beulah, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I haven't heard in a while about that gal that got her arm blown up supposedly by the with that IED, with that was supposedly from the police. And I want to thank all my policemen, you know, for everything they've done, because they've been far more patient than I would have been.
Yeah, I saw something yesterday. I'm trying to remember the website. I should have probably shared it. It had a lot of really good information on kind of putting all the pieces of that story together. And somebody yesterday sent me a note saying that she did lose her arm, but there's been very little coverage of it. But it is being investigated by federal authorities. And it looks pretty obvious that the incident was the
instigator's fault, correct?
Right,
not
yes.
The police.
Right, okay. It had nothing to do with the police. It had everything to do with, you know, I guess that they've identified a piece of her clothing, and you know, they have video of the canister being rolled, and then they see the explosion. They don't have a very good, you know, vantage point of her, just a piece of clothing later. So, in other words, they know canisters rolled out, and they know an explosion happened. So the dots are connecting. I don't know if they're finished with the entire thing, but a lot of the noise that has come from her father, who, by the way, is an attorney who, does this line of work, this is what he does, is sort of an environmental
activist.
Correct,
because it's the stuff that we heard on the national news, now it's, from all four corners of the nation, all think that, the great state of North Dakota is, throwing bombs at these protesters trying to rub them out. And now here you have evidence of this. Now, that's the stuff that that will propel constantly in that social media aspect of things, because the truth is what we have just said. And now this, that will never be told to every person in the world, because everybody only wants to listen for the 5-second snippet.
Yeah, I think they were shared on my Facebook pages where there was a back and forth going, and somebody had shared that particular website that had all the latest information on it. It was pretty good.
Yeah, if you could find it and throw that on your page, that'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, I'll try and dig that up. You bet.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Rev, see if we can dig that up. I'm pretty sure it was on Facebook. I don't think they sent it to us by email. Stephen Minot, next at 800-228-0550. By the way, your texts are welcome, too, at 701-226-8503. A few of those coming in. We'll get to those as well here. Lots of calls today. Go ahead, Steve. You're up.
Yeah, on this protest thing, I emailed my representatives and also the senators. I think that they should be made to pay for all that trouble they caused. And I told them, as far as I was concerned, I didn't want North Dakota spending a nickel down there on the reservation. They can buy their own stuff.
And when you say they should pay, you're talking about
and all the law enforcement.
You're saying,
go ahead.
Sorry, you weren't finished, and I jumped in, but I'm just clarifying. You're saying when you say they should pay, you're talking about Standing Rock Sioux Tribe should be responsible financially for all the costs of this.
You bet. Yeah. And if they want to sue whoever else was behind that, then that's up to Standing Rock to do it. But they started it all.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. And reminder, Jack Dalrymple sent an answer to a question from me about that they would be sent a bill.
As a taxpayer, I don't want any of my money funding anything on that reservation until they pay their bill.
I'm with you. I do believe we have some leverage in that regard. So federal government will as well, and you'll have a more willing federal government in that. I know that Congressman Cramer told us he talked to Donald Trump in their meeting on Monday about the fact that there is financial responsibility on the part of the federal government as well. So
right.
Because, of course,
Standing Rock don't have the money. They got a lot of land down there. They can start selling it.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you very much. Texter says, I've been in Phoenix for a week, haven't missed a show listening to the webcast. Thank you. Local Fox News Network here is reporting on how hard the protesters have it due to the weather. They actually gave a website to which financial contributions can be made to keep the poor protesters warm. That's the second time they've done that. At Fox News, some weathercaster did it a few weeks ago. Wow.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, the protesters are breaking the law, so I don't think financial contributions or charity are in order. I think heeding the call of, emergency officials and law enforcement to leave is the quickest way to solve that problem. Don't these people realize where their retirement funds come from? Investments in fossil fuels, among other things. Yeah, good point. Going back to the city of Minneapolis wanting to explore ways to stop doing business with financial institutions that invest in the fossil fuel industry and in protests. Big oil. Everybody talking about big oil? Big oil in the United States is owned by big teacher unions. I mean, if you look at who has the investments in these companies, it's public employees, it's teachers, it's so very good point on the part of the listener there. Scott, the citizens of North Dakota, says another, have done more to battle the lies on social media than the state. Let that sink in for a minute. Can you say incompetent administration? Well, the citizens have done a lot. I don't know, do we want state employees at the ready answering and addressing social media? I don't know. I think maybe you have the mechanisms in place to have the lawmakers and the leaders say things that then get put out on social media, but more after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of knowing CPR and first aid for common hunting injuries.
Things that you can do, like with a broken bone, knowing when to move them, when not to move them. We're looking at an impalement. Never remove anything that's impaled in your body. The big one is heart attack. A lot of people that are out hunting, it's probably the one time of the year that they're exercising, and so they overexert themselves and have a heart attack. In rural North Dakota, 90% of the time it takes an ambulance at least 20 minutes to arrive on the scene. So it's really important that the people that you're hunting with have basic skills of CPR so that they can actually do those compressions and give breath until EMS gets there for you.
To register for a first aid and CPR class, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Edition of What's on Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, and I told you I was in the Christmas spirit and thinking of all kinds of great Christmas gift-giving ideas today, and we have three dandies today. This is the first of three. Our friend Jim, the flagpole guy, back with us on the phone. What a great Christmas gift this would be, because you get to look at it all year long and say, yeah, I got that at Christmas. Wasn't that great? Perfect way to go. And I understand, Jim, you've been... You've been out after a rugged week in rugby and Williston and Minot and Stanley and all over, because rain or shine, you're going to be out there, right?
Well, Scott, well, first of all, we always need is a happy customer, and
I do whatever it takes. I'm really happy with the products we have, and if somebody has issues with it or something, I stand behind them. And we did go to rugby this week, and we found really nothing really wrong with what was going on. It was just a wind issue, but you know, customers are very important, and especially Patriots who want to fly the American flag. They're great people, and they're good citizens. And, you know, that word, citizen, is very important. I really think with all the division that's going on, if everybody would just take a breath and realize we all got to be a citizen. A citizen is the glue that basically will hold a civil society together. And maybe everybody that's listening, if you just insert the word citizen in the conversation and maybe get conversations going again, let's get back on the right track, you know. That's just my encouragement to all of the Patriots out there.
Great idea. Great idea. And the flag certainly should unite us all.
Because it's a symbol of freedom, and it's the greatest country. You know, after 200 years, the individual still has the right to complain and protest. Try that in other countries, eh? You know?
Exactly right. NDFlagpoleGuy.com is the website for Jim. That's NDFlagpoleGuy.com. And you're having a little fun on your website here, too, right?
Yes, we are. We like to include people, and, you know, it's more about encouraging people. Yeah, it's more about just flagpole sales and everything. For me, it's about a little mission to, you know, bring the conversation back around to what it used to be. And we're asking, you know, we're on Facebook, and we're asking people questions and everything. And I got a question. If anybody would like to answer this, then email us, go to our website, and leave their answer as to, you know, what number star is the North Dakota Star, and what year was it brought was it added to the United States flag? Anybody wants to answer that, go to our website, leave an answer. You'll be qualified to win a free American flag. We'll mail it off to you, or I'll deliver it if we're in Williston.
All right, there you go, folks. NDFlagpoleGuy.com. And answer the question, a little flag trivia, and win a prize, like a free flag. Can't beat that. And if you don't yet have a flag, call Jim. If you're home or business, 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, NDFlagpoleGuy.com. Give the gift that celebrates freedom 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Fly that flag, 701-571-FLAG. Thanks a bunch, Jim. Good chatting with you.
Thank you, Scott. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Merry Christmas. We are counting down to Christmas today. 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. 2 weeks to go. A texter says I'm trying to remember her name, but the protester that lost her arm, Sophia Walensky, I believe is how you pronounce her name, is scheduled to be discharged this morning, according to a Facebook post this person has seen, and she did not lose her arm. I think I said earlier that somebody said there was a report that she'd lost the arm, but all the noise had gone away of blaming the police and everything else, so they wondered what all the interaction with the police had done to sort of this, you know, propaganda machine of suggesting the police were to blame. But according to this listener, about to be released. Tammy in Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I have some friends on Facebook that have reposted true facts about the protests, and 90% of them get threatened afterward and have people Facebook stalking them and just, you know, and I looked at one of the people that was threatening one of my friends, and it made me really, really tempted to, you know, like they said, not to support these people. And of course they have where they work. One of them worked at a casino, and it makes it really hard to want to even go to the casino when they do things like this. You feel like you go, you're going to be threatened just for not being Native American.
And you're right about the digital bullying. The cyberbullying or whatever you call it, you know, Todd and I could tell you stories till you're blue in the face.
Yeah, because I'm sure you guys are getting threatened, too.
Yeah. And then here and there.
My favorite was they put a photo up of me held by some guy in a mask. You know, they love hiding behind the masks. And, you know, showing it at the camps, you know, I'm just, and I put one up yesterday. I mean, I've probably read 5% of them. I mean, I just don't even pay attention to it. And less than 1% have I even shared. But I put one up just to give you an idea of the vileness of it. I mean, the awful language, it's evil. It's flat out evil. That's what it is. It isn't my viewpoint versus your viewpoint. It isn't here's what I think, here's what you think. This is far beyond this. This is flat out evil. This one by this AJ Troy said, it's blanks like you that make it justifiable to kill cops.
Yeah.
So this is that element, Tammy, that is vile, sick, awful. Thanks for the call.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables. So why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100% in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customized any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Put a bow on it. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.